We are learning Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, Vagbiyam Karka Tapach. We're in the middle of discussing the 10 things that were said, 10 halachos that were said by Kais Shal Bracha. And the ninth thing is Magbiyam Karka Tapach. When you pick up the Kais, you pick it up above the Karka, a Tefach. And like Rashi spoke out, that if you're eating on a table, it means above the table, you hold it higher than the table, a Tefach, which is around 3-4 inches. Omer of Ach, Rav Chanina Maikra, wisdom of Kar from a Pasuk that you have to pick the Kais up. So Dr. Gemara, the Pasuk doesn't tell him, Kais is Shu'es Esa. You pick up the Kais, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. Then the last thing is V'nosan Einov Bo. The 10th Dovar that's said by Kais of Rach is you should put your eyes, you should concentrate your eyes on the Kais. Zok Dr. Gemara, Kehechiloi Nesach Dayte Menez. You shouldn't be Mesiach Das from the Bracha. Or from the kites, and therefore you put your eyes to the kites. There's actually an interesting Shahar HaTzion in Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Amir La'akum that there's a tzad that you're allowed to have a guy turn on the light so you can be able to look at the kites. Akadekach, such a big mitzvah that maybe it would even be mutl. Might say it's not, but you see, it's a very important thing to be makvid on to look at the kites while you're making kiddush and while you're having kiddush bracha. Now the 11th thing was yesterday. Remember, said Mashagri la Anche Beisa Matana. You send the Kais Bracha to your wife, to your Anche Beisa. What's the reason? Kehecha to the Sbarach to Vesu. The reason is Kedei that his wife should get a bracha through drinking the Kais Bracha. And the Gemara gives a Maisa, says it brings down a Maisa related to this. Ula Ikla Be Rav Nachman. Ukla went to the house of Rav Nachman. Karach Rifta. They ate a suda of bread. Baruch Birkas Mazoina. And he benched. Yoli kasta the birchas al Rav Nachman. After he benched, he sent the kais of bracha to Rav Nachman, to his host Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told Ula, lishti ma kasta the birchas al Yalta. Send it to my wife Yalta. Amalei Ula said to Rav Nachman, no, there's no need to send it to Yalta. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, ain pri bitna shal isha besparacha, pri bitna shal ish. The offsprings of a isha gets gebenched, gets blessed through the ish. From the ish, Shanem is in the Pasuk, Veirach Pribitnecha. Don't say Pribitna, don't say Lashon Akeva Pribitna. It says Pribitna Lenema, Ela Pribitnecha, which is Lashon Zachar. So therefore, by sending it to the husband drinking the Kesha Bracha, that will tuayf, that will make sure that the children will be blessed and Rizbarech, you don't have to send it to the wife. Tai Namahach, you learn a bright, so like that. Rav Nosson, Eimer, Nain, Sh'ein, Pribitna, Shal Isha, Mesparach, El Pribitna, Shal Ish, Shenema, Averach, Pribitnecha, Pribitna, Lenema, El Pribitnecha. The Braisa brings down the same drasha. Don't say, Lashon, Nekeva, Pribitna. It says, Pribitnecha. So therefore, that's what Ula said. You don't have to send it to the wife. Just Rav Nachman, that's perfect. You don't have to do more than that. And it comes out that Ula is really being arguing on the Braisa that says before that you have to send it to your wife. Zokta Gemara. So what happened in the story? Adahachi is Shama Yalta heard, Kama Bazira. She stood up in anger. But also Lebe Chamra, she heard, she's not giving me Kosh of Racha, she's very upset. But Obele Chamra, she went to the wine cellar. V'tavra Arba Meidon in Chamra. She broke 400 chavias of wine. A lot of times, the loss of 400 is a guzma, but she broke a bunch of barrels of wine. So Rav Nachman saw that his wife was so upset. Only Rav Nachman told Ula, "Nishtulei Mar Kos Achrina, why don't you send her another kais?" Shalach La. So he sent another kais, and he said, "Kol Hai Navga the Berchasihi, all the wine in the barrels, all consider kais of bracha and drink from it." So Yalsa didn't fall for this. Shalach La, Yalsa answered back, "Madure Mili, you know the peddlers that travel around the cities, they talk a lot. Masfamuti Deklami, and their worn-out clothing is full of lice." Basically, it's like a saying, go fly a kite, and I'm not getting appeased by this. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Amar Rav Asi. Eim Asichin HaKoyish HaBracha. You should not talk once you pour the kais, or once he picks up the kais, he should not talk. And Taisa speaks out, not only he shouldn't talk, no one else should talk until after benching. After you pick up the kais HaBracha, or even maybe it would be talking about Kiddush, you should not talk until after you drink the Kais Shal Bracha. Rav Asi, not a halacha. Aim a bracha on Kais Peronius. You should not make a bracha on Kais Peronius. What does that mean? My Kais Shal Peronius. Or Nach Mayitzchak, Kais Sheini. It means the second Kais. Because there's a problem, there's something called Zugais. It's something that Shadim like. They like pairs of Zugais, pairs. Anything of two. And if you drank one kois during the Suda, now this is the second kois, so it's a zugais, it's pears. So don't make a bracha on that. Don't drink a kois sheni, because that's a problem of zugais. Tayin amalka, shoshik fly, and if you drink two koises, lo yivarech, should make a bracha, v'shunema, hikol l'kras l'kach, yishor, v'hayla v'sakin. You should prepare to go connect Hashem, and this is not royal to make a bracha, since it's a kois of pranios. And l'maisa, the halach has brought down that that these days we are not makbid on zugois and we're not choishes for this thing at all. Zog the Gemara Vaita, Amra Vav, Amra Masita Tana, Ha'oichel u'mahalech mevarech. Someone who is eating, walking, so he has to show that he wants to stop the benching. He has to show that he's benching now. So what he does is mevarech u'mod. He stops. Even though he's standing, he stops and benches. U'kusho'oichel u'mod. Let's say he's eating while he's standing, then mevarach miyoshev sits down to bench to show that now he's benching. When he's lying down and he eats, then he has to do something to show that he's in a bench now, show that he's making a serious maisa of benching. Yoshev mevarach sits up and benches. And what's the halacha lemaisa? Hilchosav akulu yoshev mevarach. All these you just sit up and bench, and that's the halacha lemaisa. And Taisa speaks out that since brachos wasn't the raisa, therefore there were machmir that a person should sit. And he even has a like remez in the pasuk v'savata means shev eis, sit now over rachta, make the bracha. And in halacha it's brought down that some say also by alamichya main shalosh should also sit down and make the bracha of alamichya. So yes, oimrim it's telling a certain machlekes, but it's brought down in halacha yes oimrim that you sit down. Therefore, it's definitely very preferable to sit down while you say alamichya as well. Hadur halach shloisha sha'afu. Zok the Mishnah, new Perek Elul Dvarim, and it starts off with approximately 8 different machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they have in the Inyonim of Seuda. Elul Dvarim, Shebein Beis Shammai, Ubein Beis Hillel, Beis Seuda. These are the things that are machlekes to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Seuda. Beis Shammai Emrim, number one. Machlek number one is like this. Beis Shammai Emrim, Varech, when you make Kiddush, the way we make Kiddush is, we first say Beri Pregoth, and then we say Kiddush Hayom. It's really machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Mevarech al, and all the machlekes in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, we explain the Gemara. So we're not really going to explain it while we're in the Mishnah. When we get to the Gemara, we'll explain every machlekes. Beis Shammai and Mevarech al Hayoyim. You first make a bracha on the Yoyim, which means you say Kiddush. No, v'chatanu, all that stuff. V'acham Varech, then you make Bar Priya Goffin. Beis Hillel and Mevarech al Yayin, first make a bracha Bar Priya Goffin, then you say, you know, v'shavas kachoy, v'hav avrosa, and all that, all the kiddush. Mevarach al yayin, v'ach kach mevarach al yayin. First make kiddush al yayin, and achach mevarach al yayin. That's one machlek of Shammai Sila. Another machlek is, v'shavar emnoitli yadayim, you first wash your hands, v'ach emoizgim, then you pour yourself the kais. V'ach emoizgim is the kais. V'shavar emoizgim is the kais, first you pour the kais, v'ach emoitli yadayim, then you wash your hands for the suda. Similar to like what the question is, do you wash before kiddush, or do you wash after kiddush? That's machlek of Shammai and Sila. You draw your hands on a napkin, and when you leave it on the table to use it for the rest of the suda to wipe your hands if they get dirty. But still, never know, alakesas, put it on the pillow that you're lying on. Don't put it on the table. And we'll see in the Gemara, we'll explain these machlekes. The fourth machlekes, you four mayim achronim, you first sweep the floor. Afterwards, you wash your hands because you don't want to get the food to get wet on the floor. We'll see why. We still have noit l'daim. First, wash your hands. Mayim achronim, v'achach mechavim l'sbayis. Then you sweep the floor. And the Gemara is talking when you used to eat on the floor, so it got very dirty. The fifth machlek is b'sham yirmim. When someone only has one kais and by shal shudas, and so instead of benching with that kais, he waits to Abdallah and he benches together with Abdallah. So what's the order? Veshami Emrim, that if you're benching together with Abdallah, the order is like this. Ner, it's my Eish, Ner, then Umazin, then benching, then Besamim, and then Abdallah. We still Emrim, the order goes like this. Ner, Besamim, Mazin, then Abdallah. I'll explain Machlaikis. Now let's go to six Machlaikis. Veshami Emrim, the Nusach of the Bar Mar Eish is Machlaikis. Veshami Vesilo. Veshami Emrim, Shebara Ma'ar Ha'ish, that's the bracha. Shebara Ma'ar Ha'ish, you created the light of the fire. We still have Bari Ma'ir Ha'esh. We still says, the way we make the bracha, Bari Ma'ir Ha'esh. And the first one explained that this bracha, Bari Ma'ir Ha'esh, is not a birchas hananin, like food. It's a birchas hashvach. Because if it would be a birchas hananin, every time you see a fire, and you nana from a fire, you should make a bracha. And that's not the case. Only by Abdullah we make the bracha. Therefore, it's a raya. It's only a birchas hashvach, not a birchas hananin. So the Gemara weiter. Just to mention something about a ner. This is not a machlekes. Im avarchem loyal a ner, loyal besamam shel lechavim. You shouldn't use a non-Jew's, a guy. You shouldn't use his ner or besamam. Don't make a bracha on that. Loyal a ner, loyal besamam shel meisim of dead people that were set aside lechavim hameis. You shouldn't use the besamam or the ner from them. Loyal a ner, loyal besamam shel vaydazara. You shouldn't use ner and besamam vaydazara. But im avarchem loyal a ner, atu yoyis loyra. You don't make the bracha on the ner until. Until after you nena from the Ira, and we'll see the Gemara, we'll discuss it. That would sound like you don't make the bracha on air until after you nena from it. You look in your nails in the air, then you make the bracha. So we'll discuss it when we get to the Gemara, Mitzvah Hashem. V'shachach v'lo birach. Let's say someone ate a suda, and he forgot the bench, he left his office, he got the bench. V'sharav yachsa mekayim, he has to go back to his office, v'yivarach and bench. He can bench whoever he remembers. Now, even though the Chatchila Beis Hillel holds, of course, you have to bench the B'makon, and we'll see, and you see in Halacha that it's even if it's not a Tirchi, you have to go back. But Lamaisa, Shas Tchak, it sounds like a bench in your place. Also, Mitzvah Shem will discuss at a different time. Vad Mosai Mevarech, until when are you allowed to bench? Akadishus Akla Mazuj Meyav, until the Mazuj gets digested in your stomach, and we know that's usually 72 minutes. We'll see in the Gemara and Gimel Beis what the Shir is. If someone brought you in the weekday a kais of wine after you finished the suda before Birkas Hamazon. Now, what do you want? You may want to drink the wine now. She said, "Benching, what's the halacha?" Ein sham ella kais a kais. Beisham Erim says, "Bevarach hayayin, you can drink it right now. I don't have to save it for benching. Then you bench." Then you bench without the kais. You should first bench on the kais and then drink the wine as a kais shel bracha. And the halacha is that if Yisrael makes a bracha, even though you don't hear a entire bracha, you're allowed to make a main. That's for Yisrael. We'll see, but a kusi not. You don't make a main after a kusi makes a bracha unless you hear the whole bracha. I should call it bracha kula, and the reason is because sometimes they serve a certain avodah zarah, haragrizim, and therefore worry they made the bracha of haragrizim. If you didn't hear the whole bracha, worry they didn't make the bracha properly, and therefore you cannot say amen on a kusi's bracha unless you heard the entire bracha. Mashenki Yisrael, you don't hear the entire bracha. So the Gemara, Torah Abaram, Dvarim Shevein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Suuda. The first thing we learned was a difference. Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Suuda. What was the machlokes? When it comes to kiddush, what do you do first? Make Bar Pirigafin first, then kiddush, or kiddush then Bar Pirigafin? So Beis Shammai Mevarach Al. First, make a bracha on the day, on Kedushas Hayom, and then you make a bar pregafen on the wine. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? He says two reasons. First of all, number one is Shayom Goyrim LeYayin Shiyavay. The only reason why we have wine is because you have the Yontif or the Shabbos. That's why you have wine. So, what caused the wine to come in? What's causing me to drink wine? It's the day. It's the Shabbos, it's the Yontif. And therefore, that should come first. And number two is, what happened first? The Chiyav Kedush or the day? Even before Kiddush, already it was Shabbos for hour already before you make Kiddush. It was Shabbos for hour, it was Yontif for hour already. Therefore, since it came first, it makes sense you should mark them at first. Two reasons. First of all, that's the Goyrim, and second of all, that came first. Why? Because if you don't have wine, you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. That's one pshat. And another pshat, Birchas Ayayin Tadira. Birchas wine is tadir. Birchas yom ain't tadir. It's not tadir. Tadir is ain't tadir. Tadir kaidim. And tadir ain't tadir. Tadir kaidim. Because it's more often that you drink wine. Your kiddush is only on Shabbos yom. But wine can happen every day. So it's more tadir. Therefore, tadir ain't tadir. Tadir kaidim. V'hilchasa, the bright stands of v'hilchasa, kedivrei beis hillel. We paskin like beis hillel. Now, what's pshat birchas yayin? It's called tadir. Because you say, besides the Kiddush, because that doesn't help to say that you drink the wine. It's not enough to make a Tadir. The reason why it's called Tadir is because you bench on a cup of wine, you make chasanas and shavu brachas a cup of wine. That's what makes a Tadir. But if it's something that's much, it's time that you have it, but you don't have to do it, that's not called Tadir. So the reason why it's called Tadir is because of there's other things you use it for. And, So my davacha, why does Beis Hillel say two reasons? So the Gemara, because Beis Shammai said two reasons. Like this. The first reason Beis Hillel said was that you make a bracha on the wine first, because you can't make kiddush without wine. And Rashi speaks out that even if you make kiddush on pas, but even then the pas, the bread is makom the wine. You can't make kiddush without wine. You need wine. So why is that reason enough? The Gemara says because Shammai said two reasons. Shammai said one reason is because he said two reasons. One reason he said is the day causes the wine to come. And second of all, the day became holy first. So therefore, Basil and countered also two. I used to have two reasons. And what is that? The second reason is because you tadiro, because you meant tadiro, tadirish, and a tadir, tadir kaidim. So the Gemara ends off, the Avalocha Kedivre Beisilo. The Brice ends off, Avalocha Kedivre Beisilo, Pasco Beisilo. Whereas the Pshita, it's Pasha, the Nafka Basco. The Basco came out and said, anytime we have a Chalikis Beishami Beisilo, we're Pasquin like Beisilo. So we need to speak out, Avalocha Kedivre Beisilo. So I'm about two truths. If Boy is saying, Mekoyden Basco, this Brice was written before the Basco came out and said, well, Halacha is always Avalocha Beisilo. But Boy is saying, well, it was Acha Basco. And this Brice is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar, Eimashkichim Basco. We don't listen to a Basco. And therefore, you have to speak out the Hilchos Kaveis Hillel.